And now, the tax cuts. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here comes the next battle. Should the Bush tax cuts on the wealthiest Americans be allowed to expire? Or maybe a better way to put it is, should the Bush tax cuts on our most successful neighbors be allowed to expire? What President Obama wants to do is let the top tax brackets, which are now at 33% and 35% for families making over $250,000 a year, pop back up to 36% and 39.6%. Conservatives say that's crazy. These are the very Americans who need to be free to invest their money in putting people back to work and getting them off unemployment. Of course, those same conservatives also find the federal deficit terrifying. But they say that the solution is not to keep taxing the most successful Americans, but to cut off the least successful Americans, those being the unemployed. Unemployment payments are expensive, and they make people lazy. Whereas liberals have argued that if you want to get America shopping again, nobody cashes a check faster than somebody who's unemployed. And to cut them off is insane and inhumane, which puts us back at the usual ideological impasse. So, why don't we try a little experiment? Follow the conservative line. Don't let the top tax rate go back up to 39.6%. Keep it down at 35%. And if after a year, the wealthiest Americans don't create jobs like they're supposed to and don't reduce unemployment, we not only take back the tax cut, we boost the rate to 45%. Just to make it interesting. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.